John Michael Osborne, born December 3rd, 1948 in Aston, Birmingham, England. A working-class district where air carried the scent of burning coal and the hum of steel presses never really stopped. His house had no indoor plumbing. Seven people shared two small bathrooms, and heat came from a single coal stove. His dad, Jack, worked night shifts at a tool factory. His mom, Lillian, she assembled car parts. They didn't have much, but there was structure, rules, a roof, and just enough to scrape by. His nickname was Ozzy, and he got that before he hit 10 years old. He struggled in school, dyslexic, hyperactive, punished more than helped. Teachers didn't know what to do with a boy who couldn't read, but had a perfect recall of songs after hearing them once. At age 14, overwhelmed and isolated, he tried to hang himself in the family home. The beam broke. He later called that moment a sign. That same year, he heard the Beatles on a neighbor's radio. "She Loves You" lit a fire in him. He didn't just love the sound. He needed to make it. And that record gave him direction. He tattooed his nickname, Ozzy, O-Z-Z-Y, on his knuckles with a sewing needle and graphite. Not to be edgy, but because he wanted something of his own. Something that no one could take. By 15, Ozzy had dropped out of school. He worked odd jobs. He worked over at a slaughterhouse. He did construction for a bit. Horn tuning in a car factory. He tried stealing a TV once and got caught. His dad refused to pay the fine, so Ozzy spent 6 weeks in the Winston Green prison. That stretch left a mark. He hated the cold, the silence, and it taught him that hard choices had real consequences. In 1968, Ozzy answered a classified ad from guitarist Tony Iommi. They clicked right away. Along with bassist Geezer Butler and drummer Bill Ward, they started out under the name Earth. But after seeing a horror film on a marquee across the street from their rehearsal space, they changed the name to Black Sabbath. The band's sound was sharp. It was shaped by their surroundings. Heavy, slow, dark, like the city that they came from. Their first album, recorded all in just one day, used a musical interval known since medieval times as the Devil's Interval, something dissonant that made listeners feel uneasy. Critics hated it, but listeners didn't. Ozzy's voice wasn't polished, but it cut right through. He sounded like someone shouting through smoke and dust, fighting to be heard. And as the band exploded in the 1970s, the pressure hit hard. Ozzy began drinking heavily. Then there was cocaine, pills, anything to level out the noise. By 1979, he was fired from the very band that he helped build. He said later, "I would have fired me too." He locked himself in a hotel room with a stockpile of drugs and stayed there for months. He thought his time had come. And then came Sharon. Sharon Arden, daughter of music manager Don Arden, stepped in. She got him back into the studio, paired him with guitarist Randy Rhodes, booked a tour, and rebuilt him from the ground up. Their collaboration gave birth to the Blizzard of Oz in 1980, featuring Crazy Train, Mr. Crawley, and a whole new chapter of his career. Just 2 years later, Rhodes was killed in a tragic plane accident during the tour. Ozzy was devastated. He considered walking away for good, but he didn't. He returned to music, and also quietly to prayer. He never made public declarations about religion, but those close to him knew that he always wore a crucifix. He kept one by his bedside. More than once, he asked priests to visit him before shows. And after his near-fatal ATV crash in 2004, he said, "God must have plans for me because I should have died more than once." He married Sharon in 1982. Together, they raised three children, stayed married over 40 years, and through addiction, relapse, recovery, and public spectacle, they stayed together. In 2002, MTV aired The Osbournes, and millions got to see what life was like behind the curtain. Not the chaos, but the small moments. Family dinners, dogs barking, a father saying, "I love you," to his kids. A man trying to be present even while wrestling with his past. He once said, "The stuff I've done, I'm not proud of, but I've never pretended to be something that I'm not." And that is what made him stand out. Ozzy Osbourne didn't fake his pain. He didn't polish his flaws, he carried them. He put them on stage, screamed them into microphones, and in doing that, he gave people permission to face their own. He released 13 albums with Black Sabbath and another 13 as a solo artist. Sold over 100 million records, won a Grammy, was introduced into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and despite everything, despite every fall, he kept climbing back up. He passed away July 22, 2025 at the age of 76. He's not remembered for perfection. He's remembered for honesty, for survival, for giving generations of misfits and outcasts someone to believe in. Ozzy didn't just make the music. He made it matter. These are Interesting Things with JC.